Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, just want to dive right into this. Before I get into the play that everyone should be betting today, and I jump on it right now, I went 0-5 last night. So that should be a really good kind of lift up here for everyone, right? I went 0-5, so you should definitely bet this game. I'm telling you, this is the spot of all spots. And but last night, as I explained to Rob, I went 0-5, right? So I did write to any of my subscribers saying this is a great night to take off, and I did love the Orioles over. It finished under by half a run. I also love the A's game to go under. It went over by a half a run. They scored 3 runs in the top of the ninth. And then I lost the Rangers and the Brewers game by a run and a half. This is baseball. This is what happens. The Phillies game, you'd look at it and go, oh, you never had a shot with that. Jordan Hicks gave up 5 runs in the first inning. He pitched 7 innings, 6 of them scoreless baseball. He gave up 5 runs in the F and first. They let him stay in, and he went 7 and gave up. He didn't give up another run after that. It's just unbelievable how things can go in baseball. So, frustrating night. I called Gunner's home run. I had him listed number one. Said it yesterday on the show. I thought he'd do it. It was the most heavily bet home run across the board. I think MGM, I saw it. So, it was a very, very public night last night. Which means, you know, as I've said before, I am a contrarian. So, I am fading what most of you are doing. I'm trying to find the right spots. I don't do it for every game. You just try to find the right spots. Anyway, so we do have NBA playoffs tonight. I'm going to tell you, I like the Hawks. I think the Hawks knock off the Heat. Atlanta is at home. The more and more I'm looking at it, I just think, especially after what happened with Trae Young getting kicked out of last game, I think he has a huge game tonight, even if the Heat try to throw 2 players at him. And if you haven't watched the Great Barrier Thief, Dyson Daniels, he led the league in steals. The guy's ridiculous. Just absurd defensively. And I'm sure Tyler Hero is going to be put in that chamber tonight. So good luck to him. I love the Grizzlies. It's going to be a top play for me, -6 against the horrible Dallas Mavericks, who I hope they lose every game for the rest of their lives.
Wow.
But the Grizzlies tonight, -6, I think is a really good spot for them to knock off this Mavericks team, which they're not good. It's just that Sacramento was worse. So that's why Dallas is playing today. All right, let's get to the baseball weather. So lots of weather today and lots of things I think you should be looking at. First off, East Coast games all have winds blowing out. Everybody hear that? So Philly, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, New York Mets, all these East Coast games, the wind's blowing out, sometimes anywhere from 15 to 20 miles an hour. Numerous games today with temps in the 70s and 80s, so now it's starting to pick up. And you might have a couple inches of snow in Denver. For the Rockies and Nats. So if you're into that sort of thing, watch it. But there's one game that stands out above the rest. There's one stadium that's affected more by wind than any other stadium, and that's the Chicago Cubs Wrigley Stadium. Yeah. The wind is blowing out at 40 miles an hour today.
40?
40. And the total's already 11. It's juiced to the over, so it's -115 now, which means shortly it's going to go to 11.5 and then possibly to 12. Corbin Burns is pitching, which is why I think a lot of people are going, oh my God, we can't bet the over here. Burns, with his 5-run ERA, I don't care because he's not coming in and striking out everyone. They're going to hit him. The number one hitter on the slate today, Corbin Carroll. And as I always predict five home runs for my subscribers, four of them are from this game. And I don't even mind telling you, like, I love Corbin Carroll today. I love Kyle Tucker. I love Josh Naylor. And more importantly, when you start looking at it, I'm on Ian Happ as well. But Seiya Suzuki's in a great spot. Randall Grichuk. Like, just pick somebody. And if you haven't been paying attention, which I'm not blaming you for it, the shortstop now for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Geraldo Perdomo, has been the best shortstop in baseball so far this year. His numbers are ridiculous. He was a nine-hole hitter for him. Now he's batting second behind Corbin Carroll, and he's just been lighting it up. This game has everything you could possibly want, especially with the wind blowing out. A starting pitcher that everybody loves, that thinks is going to be great, who's struggling this year in Corbin Burns, who's starting to lose a little bit on his fastball. He's not striking out as many guys. He's still really effing good, guys. But when I look at the pitchers on today's slate, the best part about this is Colin Ray was a pitcher that I've talked about for years upon years.
Are they the Robbie Ray?
Attack his, no, it's R-E-A. Attack his ass. I've been saying it for years when he was on the Brewers. He's starting today in a game that has 40-mile-an-hour winds blowing out. Give me everything in the Arizona-Chicago game. Again, I hate talking like it's a foregone conclusion that this game's definitely going over. I mean, there's things happen. It's baseball. I just explained to you what happened to me last night and how things went awry. I love this play so much. This would be my favorite play so far of the year. 40-mile-an-hour winds blowing out. So my top play, clearly, the Cubs and A's, or Cubs and Arizona to go over the 11. And right now, the game starts at 2:20. So I'd be jumping all over it right now. And I'd throw a couple of lottery tickets. Take the over and pick two guys to hit a home run. Pick three guys to hit a home run. It's 40-mile-an-hour winds. There's going to be somebody today is going to hit a pop fly that's just going to keep going. All the way to Wrigleyville.
Even with that kind of sound effect?
Yeah. That's how it sounds when I pee in the morning.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's very soft. To go along with that, I already told
you. You're close to the water, sitting down.
Anyway, the Mets-Cardinals over at 8. Again, we talked about it. Wind's blowing out. I love the Yankees at -105 down in Tampa, or the Yankees at their spring training facility. It's kind of weird. They got to play in the away team's facility, I guess, as they're coming in as the away team. Love Aaron Judge to hit a home run today, but what days don't you love them to do it? The Yankees are -105. Love the Astros, -140. The pitching matchup sucks for both sides. Ryan Gusto for the Astros, and for the San Diego Padres, Kyle Hart. There's nothing here you want to write home about. I know Yordan Alvarez just got hurt. I love Houston at home. I think they handle business against the Padres. Padres are going to come back to earth, guys. They've been playing way above board, in my opinion. It's a good team, but I don't think they're this good, personally. So I like the Mets and Cards to go over. I like the Yankees, and I just mentioned Seattle-Toronto. I like that game to go over the 7.5. Like the Astros. My other favorite plays today are going to be the snow game with Washington-Colorado. I'm taking the under there at 8.5. And then the Orioles and Reds. Winds are blowing out today at Camden Yards. The over's 9. I love it. Everybody's betting the under because these two young pitchers look pretty good, and Andrew Abbott's been fantastic, but to be honest with you, it's been one game. Andrew Abbott can get knocked around. He can catch that ass whooping tonight. Trust me. Same thing can happen. Reds could come in and their bats could go off. So I think we see runs in the Oriole game. My two favorite plays, the Orioles over, the Cubs over. I like the Astros. Colorado under and the Grizzlies would be my top five plays. Trust me, guys, 220, Cubs over, take it.
There you go. Kevin Ostreicher joins us to talk Ravens at 9:30, but on the other side, the NBA playoffs begin this weekend. Not that playing stuff. The real playoffs. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Let's see. We had Antonio. Now we got PYT. It is officially Friday. It ain't Friday till those two things happen on this show. Mm-hmm. Now you can go ahead and carry on as you were. It's Friday.
As you were.
Hey, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that the purgatory of NBA continues tonight and then tomorrow the playoffs.
About time.
Because this playing stuff is for the birds. But tonight, you know, tonight it means a little bit more because somebody is actually definitely going home.
Mm-hmm.
Even though in the first round, it all depends. Somebody's going home tonight. Somebody's going to become the 8th seed. I think out of these four teams, is there a team that you think is the best 8th seed out of them all? The best team remaining out of these four?
I don't know.
What I mean is a team that actually has a fighting chance to win in the first round.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I think this is just.
So no one's going to beat the Cavs and no one's going to beat the Thunder that's remaining.
I don't see that. I'm honestly.
Come on, you got to say the Knicks. Yeah, come on.
They're not an eight seed.
Come on. No, I'm just saying. He said, do you think anybody could be?
No, out of the four remaining today.
By the way, the only one that could, and it's not happening, is the Grizzlies.
That's where I am.
But it's not happening.
Why won't it happen?
Because, first off, they're banged up, and then they're going to get the luxury of facing the Thunder. And they don't want any parts of that smoke. Not right now with how the Grizzlies season kind of fizzled out a little bit with throwing grenades into the crowd and all the other nonsense that went on.
There's that.
But Ed,
well, you know, they're 14 games over 500, though.
They're a good team. They're just not good enough to beat OKC in a series.
I think they have a legitimate shot.
20 games behind the Thunder, though.
I think they got a legitimate shot. I think they're a good basketball team.
They are. They're just not as good as the Thunder.
Okay.
Well, that's why I said that's the answer. But in my mind, it's not, because I don't see them beating the Thunder. Like, we've seen some eights beat ones. A lot of times they were in shorter series.
Five, yeah.
Yeah. So we've seen the Nuggets. Remember when they had Mutombo and he's sitting there holding the ball after they knocked off the Supersonics? He's on the ground. Like, that was a cool moment.
The first year they moved it to seven, wasn't that, and I know I'm just, these are things that I remember. Wasn't that the year that the Lakers had a horrible regular season and they were eight seed, and out of nowhere
they made a run?
They made it best of seven. It wasn't a thing before the season started. Like, out of nowhere in the middle of the year, I think they made it the best of seven for the first round.
I don't remember when they did it. I know that it's kind of fluctuated back and forth, but yeah, look, it's when you have a series, you really have to get hot or just have the right matchup, and sometimes that's what it's about. I remember when the Mavericks were the best team in basketball with Dirk, and they got swept by the Golden State Warriors, who weren't good at that point in time. This isn't the Steph Curry Warriors and all that nonsense. They got swept by them, not only in the playoffs, but in the regular season. They went 0-4 against them, and you're going, how does that even happen? Sometimes it's just a bad matchup for you. Maybe that's the case for Milwaukee when they face Indiana. It sounds like Damian Lillard's going to play in the postseason, so that's good news for Milwaukee. But I think Indiana's had their number. And Ed, is this? I wanted to ask you for this Knicks game. Is it appointment setting for you? Do you still have that draw and desire?
Absolutely.
Like,
okay. Yes. Sure. Right. No. Look, I've been a Knicks fan since I'm a little boy. I mean, I'm excited that they're relevant again.
Well, I figured you're
very excited.
Again, like, I know you, the teams that you like and you enjoy. I just didn't know if getting to the first round of the playoffs, facing the Pistons, if you're like, oh, I got to see game one.
Getting to the first round of the playoffs is a huge feat for this team over the last 20 years. I'm thrilled that they're, seriously, it's like, it's a big deal. You know, you talk about, you know, long-suffering Orioles fans, long-suffering pick-a-team fans, Lions fans now have a team. Seeing the Knicks actually, you know, being near the top of the East is a big deal for me, so I'm really excited about it.
It was actually 0-3, and the Lakers were the 5 seed that year.
Does it bother nobody else but me that three of the four teams playing tonight have losing records?
I hate it. It's
ridiculous. Well,
as I said the other day, there's one team in the NBA that did not make the lottery and did not make the playoffs. It's the Phoenix Suns. They were so bad, but they were just good enough to miss out on having a chance at the lottery, which they wouldn't have had great odds. They'd be picking 12th or something. But what an abysmal season for them. They fired their coach. The ownership's been getting blasted. They're talking about trading Kevin Durant.
Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. But I did want to point this out. The Nuggets are only 2.5-point favorites over the Clippers. I wanted to jump through my TV and punch Kawhi Leonard in the face the other day when he played almost 40 minutes. You can do it all the time! It's crap with him playing 25 minutes. Oh, you're going to take the day off. Is he going to take the days off in the postseason? Nope. You know why? Because he's fine to play those games. Well, I hate it, man.
Well, he wouldn't be fine to play the playoff games if he didn't take load management during the regular season.
You know what?
You're not looking at it the right way.
Yeah, I'm just short-term thinking for me, not the long-term.
Come on, man. You know how that works.
But the Nuggets are only 2.5-point favorites over them. You have Milwaukee, Indiana tomorrow. I think the one that everybody wants to see is the Wolves and the Lakers. I, for one, wouldn't be surprised if the Wolves knocked off the Lakers. I don't think it happens, but it wouldn't shock me. And I think the Knicks roll in game one, by the way. So that would be, the Knicks are going to be a top play for me tomorrow.
So wait a minute, the Wolves knocking off the Lakers for game one or for the series?
I wouldn't be surprised if they beat them in the series. Right now, the Lakers are 4.5-point favorite.
You don't know.
Well, I mean, I probably don't. I don't want them to lose. I want to see Luka continue to play. I want the Mavericks to sit at home and watch him make a run to the championship.
I want.
I ain't never rooted for the Lakers.
What
in my
has
life.
To happen for the Mavericks to face the Lakers?
Oh, they would have to make a run in the postseason.
I mean, one round? Is that one round?
It's so the Lakers are the 3 seed. The Mavericks, no. If they win, would be playing the 1 seed. They'd have to get to the Western Conference Finals.
And that's not going
to
happen. So yeah. Forget it.
But is there? I know we've kind of talked about. I think the Thunder's winning it all. I think they face the Cavs personally, and I'm not trying to be all chalk. But I'm wondering, the Celtics injuries, Celtics to me are the best team, but in the Eastern Conference. Team. But the Cavs have beaten them most of the times they played them. They just match up well with them.
Yeah, but that would be an Eastern Conference Finals, and that's best of 7, and I'm going with the C's, man.
I'm fine with that.
410-583-1057 is the number. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 945, but on the other side, we're talking Ravens. Kevin Ostreicher joins us up next.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Fan. 9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Can I just say, when you look outside right now, I see nothing but beauty. This is a beautiful day out here.
But I'm in here, Rob.
Oh, you know. Well, you walk by me every day. Beauty's your name.
Yeah.
This is beautiful outside.
What's it look like outside where you're at, Ed?
It's spectacular every day.
Yeah, it's still Florida.
Every day. Sorry.
See, Rob, you can't even hang your hat on this one good-looking day because Ed's over there telling you every day of my life is just sunshine and rainbows. Right, Ed?
That's not what I said.
You said spectacular every day. You mean outside.
Yes.
Okay.
The weather's spectacular.
Yeah. Oof. I honestly, some days just look better than others. I mean, I don't know what the temperature is out there.
Yeah, is there a chill in the air? There's wind. It's windy today.
I don't see anything moving.
Okay. This is the problem. We live in a city, Baltimore, that has more rain than Seattle. And people don't realize that.
Do we
it's
really?
It's gray all the time. Huh?
We have more rain than Seattle?
100%. Look it up. More rain than Seattle.
I don't want to look it up. That's why I asked you.
Yes. Well, I'm telling you, we do.
It's supposed to be 74 degrees a day.
Yeah, so you get a nice day. It's like, yay, yippee. It's not cloudy today. It's not raining. Yay.
Hey, Ed, every day of my life is cloudy. Sorry.
I know.
The chance of showers.
You know, you two suck. Yeah. I'm trying to enjoy the day, and I hear him telling me I may as well go to Seattle so I can get less rain. And you just suck because you suck. I don't know. You did nothing. It just,
yeah.
Just because you did nothing.
Sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and say the same. Yeah, you suck just because you suck, you jackass. And by the way, that's.
I was trying to find some reason to be pissed off at you that I realized, why am I picking on him? He didn't do anything.
Nothing you can say that would be close to what he says to himself.
Yeah, it's not even close.
I checked Ed's numbers. So he's right, but he's also wrong.
Go ahead, give it to me.
There are 111 rainy days in Baltimore on average, but that's the average rainfall per year is 40.72 inches, while Seattle has 150 rainy days,
but
39.34 inches. So
more rainy days.
More rainy days, but less rain overall.
Yes.
But I care about the rainy days.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't care about
we have more rain in Seattle in the course of a year.
I want the rainy days. I want fewer rainy days.
Yeah, but you said you like rainy days when you're working because
when you get to the
in your car and you start driving, when they cancel the game
I get through once I get through the tunnel.
Yeah,
but they cancel the game. Ching.
He still gets paid.
Ching.
We were talking about that the other day.
I could be passing, I don't know, Route 40. Where are you? I'm through the tunnel.
I used to
can't hear you.
Hang up on him real quickly.
Oh man, you didn't have a chance to tell me what you were gonna tell me because I was coming through the tunnel. And the phone broke up.
Yeah, I wish you had said something earlier. but it is funny how that works. I used to love messing with announcers of teams saying, "Hey man, good thing for you that game went extra innings. What's your paycheck look like after all those extra innings?" No, we get paid the same regardless. Oh, okay.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Are you starting to get more excited for the draft?
No.
There's still no.
It's not unusual for me. I don't geek out for the draft. Yeah, you did. My observation of less hype for the draft is everybody else. Normally, I'm sick of everybody asking me about the draft. Oh, dude, I don't care. That's what I'm normally saying by now. I'm not saying that right now, Ed, because no one's asking me about the draft.
Yeah, I think people are fairly disinterested in this draft. I think people are trying to spin some kind of excitement, but it's only because it's not a real good quarterback draft.
That's what
because
it is.
There's a lot of good players. I mean, I talked about a safety. Jeremy talked about a tight end. We all have different players we're interested in, but the quarterback class is really tepid.
And let's be honest, that quarterbacks drive the NFL.
You can hate them.
You can say they're prissy. You can say they're protected too much. Say whatever you want. Even if you hate them. You can't keep your eyes off them. That's all the NFL is all about, quarterbacks.
Yeah. It's a fact.
Well, again, it goes back to what we were talking about with players that we didn't want to draft, right? When we were saying that earlier around 8 o'clock, and Ed and I both had quarterbacks on our list, but it's very easy to pick them. More quarterbacks are bust than any other position because they get drafted way higher than they should. Like, the guys that are going to go in the first round this year, not all of them, like Cam Ward, I get. Shedeur Sanders, I get the hype and everything around him. And as I said, I would draft Shedeur before any of the other guys, I think, in the first round.
You've been on that for the entire time.
Just because he's the true boomer bust guy to me. Like, you're drafting him. I don't think he's the guy that's either playing, like, that plays 12 years in this league as a backup bouncing around. I think he's either a starting quarterback that's taking you to the playoffs, or he is just trash at this level.
Now, if he's boom, is he better than anybody else's boom?
Of the quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't buy into any of these quarterbacks.
If he's bust, he could be worse than all of them.
Yeah, he's the type of player that I would want to take a second or third round pick on, not a first round pick. Like, I think all those quarterbacks are.
So you think is any in between with him? You think it's either lights out or
I don't think there's much in between. And again, I haven't been wrong on every. I haven't been right on everything.
I'm going to say this: if your comment is true, if your statement is true, and we don't know, but if it's true, I would be willing to bet more money on the boom because I don't think he's going to be a bust.
Okay.
I don't think Shedeur Sanders has bust in him. I don't. I think he has. I think it's more. Chances of him being meh.
When I start reading more and more about what some of these scouts are saying about Shedeur Sanders, it leads me the other way, and that's kind of why I think...
A bust?
Yeah. As I said, if I had to pick a quarterback in this draft and you were forcing me, he's the first one I'm taking because I think there is that chance that he ends up being special.
The reason why I don't think he's bust is the same reason Ed wouldn't take him. Genetics. That dude ain't.
We've had a lot of guys.
Built, he ain't built that way, man.
How's Michael Jordan's kids playing?
I understand that, but Michael
How's Magic
Jordan,
Johnson. Michael well, Jordan, we're not going to talk about
Michael Jordan wasn't Sorry. Present with his kids. He wasn't present.
He's still got those genes, man.
I understand, but I just don't. I think Sanders. I don't think he's built that way, man. It's just something about that kid. I think he has more chances of being meh because if he is not up to par, he's not going to allow himself to be a bust.
The one thing that I'm curious about, because he did not have a good offensive line in front of him, if you get him to the right team and they can keep him clean, like, how good could he look?
Yeah.
But, with the names like Jackson Dart that are being thrown around and all these guys that are talking about, hey, you could get this guy at the back end. That guy should be picked in the third round.
We're different on Dart. We're the same on the round. I don't know. Maybe we're not different. Maybe because you're just commenting on the round. You're not telling me what you think he's going to be.
I don't like him personally. I have a buddy that played quarterback in college. He's a handicapper. We were talking about it, and he's watched him up close and personal. That's his favorite quarterback in the draft. And it was his favorite before some of the other ones. We weren't talking about anybody else of who was going to come out and not.
Is he a first rounder? I'm not arguing with you about that because I have a hard time saying he's a first rounder. But I think he's got something to him.
I just think he was a kid that was surrounded by a ton of talent, and he's super athletic, which being super athletic and going to the NFL doesn't always mean you're going to be super athletic there. Because he's super athletic for white guys.
Tebow.
Yeah. you can look at, and that's the problem is that we look at players and we've loved them in college and it's like, oh, this guy's a can't miss. And then he goes to the wrong team. He has an injury early on. He has some other issue. Speaking of Tebow, I loved Josh McDaniels because he was like, I can win with anybody. And then now he's talking up Drake May. It's like, dude, don't talk to me about quarterbacks anymore, you jackass. Josh McDaniels. full.
I thought you liked Josh McDaniels.
No, that guy's trash, man. That guy's gotten more jobs because he worked under Bill Belichick than his actual talent.
And you think Tim Tebow was super athletic?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
As in how?
How?
I thought he was. I mean,
can't believe you're asking this question.
He ran a 4.7 40.
This doesn't attract me, dude. He was a great running quarterback. He had a strong arm. He's an athletic guy. Big, strong guy.
I just thought he was just a winner. He's a fighter. I never really thought he was like this super. Man, super athlete.
Confusing speed with athleticism.
No, I'm not.
I'd say you. I just when people say athleticism, they mean speed. They really do. That's all they mean. And they're different things. You can be a great athlete without being incredibly fast.
When I see Tim Tebow, I think of a guy who's a winner. I think of a guy who will do anything he has to do to win. I just didn't see a guy in terms of running, jumping, and all those things. I think that's why when he thought about changing position, it wasn't wide receiver, it was tight end.
Which is an incredibly athletic position.
But not as athletic as a wide receiver. So I think because of the lack of athleticism is why he chose tight end, not wide receiver.
I would completely argue that position.
Okay. Yeah. I think
tight ends are incredible athletes. They're like forwards in the NBA because they're not only fast, they can catch, but they're huge.
Are they as athletic as wide receivers?
Yes.
I think some of it depends because, like, again, those guys are going to be bigger just by trade. Like, if you're a tight end, that's why we see some of these guys and we call them tweeners. Like, people would look at Isaiah Likely and go, how's his blocking? And his blocking's better than people give him credit for.
Yes.
But he's that super
athlete.
Again,
he's not George Kittle, but please don't compare anybody to George Kittle.
Yeah. And again, like, you see certain guys where it's like, hey, we don't want him blocking anyone. Like, we just want him going out and catching passes. Mm-hmm. And
but Jeremy, did you think Tebow was a good athlete?
Absolutely. I thought he was one of the best athletes I've ever seen. And again, I think the way that we look at athletic, I think because he's bigger and muscular, people look at him as just being that bulldozer. I mean, he could break tackles. He'd make guys miss in the open field. He just kind of had, I think athleticism, when you're talking about his ability to even jump, what was his, do you have his vert there? Because this was a guy, like his bench press, you could look at all.
No, I just remember his 40 time.
Okay.
Yeah, I just remember his 40 time.
I think Tim Tebow's the greatest college football player I've ever seen.
I agree. I think.
I thought he was going to be a terrible pro.
I did not.
I did, because his throwing motion.
I thought he would be okay. I thought he'd be a guy if he didn't work as a starter, he'd be a backup for a decade. Oh, sort of like, who do we have?
Oh, he had a 38 and a half inch vert.
Who do we have?
Damn. Huh?
Who do we have?
What do you mean?
Tyrod Taylor. I thought, worst case scenario, he'd be a Tyrod Taylor. A guy who would be hanging around in the NFL for a long time. I didn't think it would be as... And maybe he could have, he just didn't...
I just look at guys who can play multiple sports, too. I mean, granted, he never made it in the majors, and with Tebow playing it in the minor leagues. But he can play baseball, he can play football. I think guys like that are just... They're really great athletes. You know, if they can do things at that level. I mean, Michael Jordan sucked as a baseball player. Mm. He's one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen. Mm. But I think he's right.
It was hard to watch.
He got the double.
It was hard to watch, man. Yeah. Come on, man. You ruined it for me, Jordan. Go back. Yeah. Go triple.